Efforts to eradicate the invasive aquatic plant Elodea have had mixed results. Herbicides are being considered in Fairbanks, while on the Kenai Peninsula, the plant is all but gone. To date, the effects of the plant on Alaska's environment have been measured in terms of impact on freshwater resources, but now economists at the Institute of Social and Economic Research, or ICER, are working to analyze the implications of the plant's spread to salmon habitat. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Someone, at some time in the past, dumped a goldfish tank into Chena Slough in Fairbanks, and the results have been alarming. Elodea, a typical household aquarium plant, is commonly seen in fish bowls, but it has gone wild in Alaska. Tobias Schwarr is an ICER economist.
This plant is really adapting to Alaska conditions, and it's been found in many places to survive even in ice.
Schwarr is neither a botanist nor a fisheries biologist. He works with data in a cramped ICER office in Anchorage surrounded by computer monitors. Schwarr is mapping Elodea's progress, tracking its spread from one Alaska lake to another as part of a research project into possible impacts to salmon. Elodea grows so fast in Alaska that it has been blamed for destroying fish habitat in some places, like Chena Slough, where grayling habitat has diminished because the heavy, matted masses of Elodea absorb the nutrients fish thrive on. That's chilling news to an industry that depends on freshwater lakes and streams to replenish its salmon supply. Spawning can be impaired as the density of Elodea increases and crowds out fish habitat. But Schwarr says there are many unknowns. He says there could be another scenario.
On the other side, it has positive effects in terms of it increases productivity. There could be more prey for certain salmon species. There's anecdotal evidence that it enhances this little water snail that cohos and whitefish like to eat.
The plant may provide a snack for coho, but it can affect the oxygen levels critical for fish survival. Elodea first showed up in Eyak Lake in Cordova in 1982. It probably hitched a ride out on the floats of an air taxi, later appearing in Sand Lake and Lake Hood in Anchorage. Schwarr's Elodea pathway map will help float plane pilots as well because they don't want to land on lakes choked with the stuff. Three lakes on the Kenai were infested with the plant but have been rated cleared as of this summer, according to Heather Stewart, the state's invasive plant coordinator. Efforts to get rid of it mechanically in Chena Slough were not as successful, she says, and an herbicide assault will be next.
Right now, we're hashing out the environmental assessment for the work to propose to use Floridone in Chena Lake, Chena Slough, and Tochacket Slough in Fairbanks.
Schwarr hopes his ICER research will help DNR resource managers stop the spread of the plant. He says there is an interesting slant to the Elodea story in that Alaska's Elodea may become a separate variety.
Researchers have tried to grow Elodea from the Kenai Lakes in the lab and used their methods to grow the Elodea at much higher temperatures than found in Alaska, and the Elodea did not grow as the researchers expected, and it turned out that once they dropped the temperature in those tanks where they grew the Elodea all of a sudden took off.
Meanwhile, Elodea has rooted in remote Alexander Lake in the Matanuska Sioux Sidna area. Stewart says eradication efforts could begin this summer. Alexander Lake also hosts invasive northern pike, a fish which seems to like Elodea, Schwarr says, giving Matsu a 1-2 invasive punch.
Humans are the main drivers and distributors of this.
The spread of the plant is blamed on float planes or boats as they travel from one lake to another. He says the cost of invasive species eradication in the lower 48 is in the billions of dollars every year, and conversely, the invasive problem is just getting started in Alaska, and that could bring opportunities for a new industry based on prevention and response to invasives. Schwarr's research data could be useful in that respect as well, he says. The ICER Elodea data is expected to be published sometime next year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.